Tubridy on 2FM. Text 51552.
10:30, and we all know that money doesn't buy you love, but the lack of it can certainly kill off romance. Our savvy shopper, Margaret E. Ward, joins us now to give us advice on couples and how to manage money together and tell us about the problems that occur when they don't. And Margaret, good morning as always.
Morning,
nice
Ryan.
To see you.
Great to be here.
Let's start at the beginning of the relationship, shall we, and the dating and how that works out and the implications.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Gosh, you know, the first, you know, fresh love and you're all excited and butterflies in your stomach when you're going to see the person and you have a great time and you're going out for pints or you're going to concerts, you know, you're meeting at friends' houses for dinner, going for walks in the park. You're not really thinking about money, you know. You know, it's wonderful to be whisked away for a weekend, to have somebody buy you a bottle of wine and have a picnic in the park, all that kind of thing. Again, you're not really thinking about money.
Yes.
But I guess we're here to tell you maybe you should be, because these can be indicators of things, you know. So does it matter who buys the pints for the romantic weekend or the concert tickets or whatever? Well, maybe as the relationship goes along, people might start to get a bit annoyed. You know, the man might think, I'm buying everything all the time, every weekend. She never puts her hand in the pocket. You know, she's just using me. We're on date 3 or 4. So sometimes the resentment can set in a little bit. Or the woman might think, well, why am I the one, you know, who's always organizing everything? So I guess the key is to talk about it. To keep talking about money. But it's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Especially
like,
on the dates.
What do you do?
The last thing you should be... Well, I mean, I'd be inclined to... You'd hate me because I'd be buying everything.
Well, I wouldn't because... You know,
your feminist instinct would kick in.
No,
you'd say,
no.
Hey, you brute, leave me
I'd
alone.
Say,
I'm insist
on
buying
it
myself.
All.
You make me sick.
Buy it all,
we're going Dutch. We're going Dutch. It's funny how little Dutch people speak sometimes when it comes down to the crunch.
Well, this is an interesting kind of cultural thing, really, isn't it? Because, like, for example, I was always brought up that the man buys everything.
I would
and
hope
that
so.
If he doesn't buy everything, that it's disrespectful. But, of course, coming here, I didn't know anything about pints, you know, buying rounds of pints.
Yeah.
And so then I just seemed like the ignorant, rude girl, you know, who was taking advantage of my date.
But that's a cultural thing, not an economic thing. You wouldn't be so tight-fisted when it comes
no,
to these things.
No, I mean, I like, you know, even now splitting the bill or treating my husband to dinner out or that kind of thing. But when you're dating, you know, as I say, you're so, you know, you're swept up in this wonderful, you know, great feeling and everything. So say you've been dating for a year and you haven't had that money talk, or even you've been dating for 6 months, maybe you should be having that little chat. So here's some of the indicators. So,
okay.
For example, what if one person is working and the other person isn't?
Mm.
What? How do you handle that? But the person who's working is used to going out at the weekend and having a good time. Well, they'll say, well, why don't you come along with me? So do they pay for everything? You know, what do they do?
Yeah, that's very good. And people listening in that situation might get in touch with us on that 1850-715-922. We'd love to hear an actual example of that. But because it's a curious one. I don't know how you'd answer that.
Yeah. And splitting the bill.
Yeah.
Like, when does that start? So say you're on your third date and you've paid for all the dinners, you know, times are tight. And she never says, oh, let's go out to dinner and I'll pay for the next one. That might be an indicator of something. And what if one partner is frivolous? You know, what if one of us is a spendthrift, and what if the other one's a miser?
The miser would drive me nuts. I mean, it's one thing, even some people who have money and our misers are just tight-fisted. I think it's a desperately unattractive trait in a person.
What's interesting, though, is you'll talk to a lot of women, and this can go for men as well, but you'll talk to a lot of women, and they say, gosh, when we were dating, it was amazing. He was always, you know, sweeping me off my feet, and when we got engaged, he bought me the biggest ring, you know, went off on this amazing holiday, and then they get married,
and
you find out the reason why is he's 50 grand in debt. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so it was on the never-never.
So these are some of the things.
Yeah.
So what happens? So you move from dating, you're getting engaged, there are these little things happening. What happens when you get married or when you decide to move in with somebody or have a civil partnership ceremony with somebody? You know, things have changed since our parents got married, right? So let's think 1970s, women still had to leave their jobs if they worked in the civil service when they got married. In some families, men would just hand over their entire pay packet to their wives, who would manage all the bills, all the finances, quite traditional in some parts of Dublin. But in other homes, the wife was given a household allowance. So she'd get a set amount to pay for groceries, the bills, things for the kids, maybe something for herself. But today, you know, most people work part-time before they meet, before they get married. They're used to having their own money. They're used to having a fair bit of disposable income, except for the last few years, you know, that we're in austerity. And the thing is that money can be used, but it can also be abused in a relationship. Money can be power in a relationship. So it's important to try and get the balance right from the start. So if you look at it, here we are,